Utah Department of Transportation engineers Danny Page and Lonnie Marchant weren't expecting the large, angry crowd, but they agreed to show up and talk with the community about the issue and to hear their concerns. When Marchant told the crowd the source of the water damaging the road was from afternoon storms, the community responded in chorus.
Where is it coming from?
These are storms, and it takes a while.
No. It was wet. Before it ever even froze.
Marchant told KPCW they chose to fix the problem with chip seal for a couple of reasons.
Obviously, first and paramount in everything we do is safety to the traveling public. The secondary condition of why we opted to do what we did is for pavement preservation, to keep the moisture out of migrating internally to that pavement. When we build highways, water is not our friend. So we do everything that we can to keep water out from inside the pavement.
But that didn't satisfy the group. They insist the noise is as much of a priority as safety, since the noise coming from the road now severely impacts their sense of well-being. Many of them complained that they couldn't keep their windows open this summer and could still hear the road noise even with the windows closed. Suggestions included everything from lowering the speed limit, to which Page said was a possibility, to adding stoplights and getting an engineering expert to look at the road and make his own recommendation. What the group didn't know is that Marchant is a longtime resident of Summit County, and he commutes daily along the very road they're talking about.
Being a long-term resident of the county, I've witnessed that firsthand, some of the issues associated with that, some of the pain. So I understand the issues. No one was more troubled when they saw the water continue to leap out of the pavement than me.
Not everyone in the crowd, however, was upset. There was at least one woman who said she wasn't as bothered by the noise as her neighbors. Richard Todd has lived in the area for 5 years and told KPCW he's pleased with the outcome of the meeting.
We're just talking with them. They're open to continuing the conversation and developing a path forward. And so, you know, that's a good point to leave at.
Peter Kemp, who organized the meeting, said he just wanted the road they had prior to 2017.
Which means, at least in the residential corridor, from top of Browns Bridge to Hideout Toohey, is to mill it and repave it like it was before. Because we didn't buy in for double road noise when we decided to live here.
Moving forward, Page said a noise study would be done in the next month or so, but he wouldn't commit to an exact date. But he added, once they get the results, it'll be too late in the season to do anything to the road this year. But, he said, the discussion will continue. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.